You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actress Victoria Kutcher. Victoria's latest film is called Space and Time, directed by Sean Girard. The film tells the story of a young couple, Siobhan and Sean, as they approach their 30th birthdays, where they realize that they have failed to answer key questions about themselves and their relationship. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Victoria about why we mythologize turning 30, the character of the city of Toronto, and the difference between running away and moving on. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Thanks for chatting with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I really liked Space and Time. I love the relationship with you and Steven in the film. It's a great film.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was incredible to make, so I'm glad to be talking about it.
Well, I was wondering what it is specifically that drew you to this particular story.
Well, I think it's really exciting to see women in film who are actually portrayed as doing science and math.
Sure.
Because that's a big focus of this character. And so, like, the actual character of Siobhan really drew me to it, and also the strong relationship between Stephen Yaffe's character and my character, and how it's not just about love, it's about all the shades of love and pain and a relationship between two people over a long period of time. That's something I was really interested in exploring as an artist and as a human being.
And you guys have a great rapport with one another, with you and Stephen. Is this the first time you worked together? How did you go about creating that connection?
Actually, no. We were lucky enough to work with Sean Girard, the director, on several films. Hmm. So I think that was our second film. The first film we did together was Oh my God, My Viola, and we got to play two cops. So we got to spend a lot of time in a cop cruiser together and really get to know each other, which I think was actually Sean's, all of his plan all along was to get us to kind of get comfortable with each other so that he could then approach us with this script.
So you've worked with Sean before.
Yes.
So what does he bring to the process?
I love working with Sean Girard because he really is an actor's director. Hmm. He gives you the space you need to work and the support to work as an actor. And he also is really good at, like, identifying, as an actor, identifying where things shift in a script and speaks the language of an actor. So not talking from just like a cinematographer's point of view or anything, just talking real story and helping you get comfortable to grow and move with that story. At one point we have a big emotional fight scene, and Sean was so understanding about how taxing that is on you as an actor and how you have to go into those deep, dark places. So he gave us a whole day just to work that entire scene and just to get to the place we needed to go and have the space that we needed to actually work. And he gave us space away from the set to just have our own time to, like, process what we were going through, take a time out and come back. And it's because of things like that that keep me wanting to work with Sean Girard. He's just incredible. I can't speak highly enough about him. He's also just a phenomenal writer because he also wrote the script.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he brings in, like, parts of himself into the script. So he speaks from a very personal place when he's directing, and you can see the love and attention to detail that goes into each and every page.
Siobhan's a great character. Did you feel like you could bring pieces of yourself to her? In what ways did you connect with her, especially as that you're working through the script with Sean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess it's like your art parallels your life, and the universe brings to you some roles or artwork that just feeds where you're at. The time when we were filming Space and Time, I was actually going through a bit of a tumultuous relationship myself. So a lot of the stuff that was coming up in the script were things that I was feeling in my personal life. Mm. So I had a lot to draw from. As well, like, the themes of growing older and starting to realize that you're heading down a path going one specific direction was something I really identified with, because as you started to get into your 30s, things started to cement of where you're going in your career and who your pack is and who the people around you are. And for me, these were all themes that were coming up in my personal life, that were coming up in the film. So it was easy to tap into.
Certainly. Like, the film really almost mythologizes turning 30 in some way. Like, we do that as a culture, though. What is it, do you think, that changes? Why do we do that about this idea of turning 30? Why is that such a big deal?
We mythologize all of the milestone birthdays, the 30, 40, 50.
That's true.
And there's an interesting thing about turning 30, and there's interesting things about turning 40 and 52, but the interesting thing about turning 30 is I think that after you've had your 20s of self-discovery and figuring out who you are and making a lot of mistakes, we sort of think that we have to know who we are by the time we hit 30, that, like, this is it, this is real life, which is not necessarily true. I don't think it's true.
Yeah.
I don't fully know the depths of who I am yet or the path in which I'm going. But I think as a culture, that's like the point of which we say, all right, now you're an adult. Now you should be waking up at a certain time and going to bed at a certain time and dressing a certain way and making a certain income and kids and houses and all of those things that are supposed to be staples to who you are.
It's true, and you're right. We mythologize almost every milestone. Like, turning 40 is different questions, is sort of different things. We just have these places in our lives. Now, you're located in Toronto, and the film is in Toronto. I was just wondering how you felt, or if you felt that the location really sort of brought anything into this particular story.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I love seeing Toronto on screen. In this film, Toronto plays its own character. There's such gorgeous shots of the city, and if you've never been to Toronto, or if you're just starting to fall in love with Toronto, or if you're even jaded with Toronto, I think you're just going to fall in love with Toronto over and over again through this film. Toronto, yeah, is a character. We see her on the island. We see her in the subway stations. We see her along Bloor Street. And I think she feeds the characters, kind of in the way that, you know, New York is said to feed characters in the hum of the city. I think you can really feel the tone of Toronto in this film. You can feel the way that it's electric and energized, and it really adds to each of these characters' narratives, like pushing them along, that hum of Toronto and that hum of the city.
Well, I totally get you. I'm a Toronto person, so this, I get it.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I really do. I love the city, and it's actually always sort of a treat to see it play itself in a film, because so often it plays other places, mm-hmm. So it's kind of neat to let Toronto be itself.
Yeah, I always fan out when you see a city that you know on television, when it's someplace that you've lived or has been like a part of you for a while, even if it's just like a bum town up in northern Ontario that you're like, I know that place. They kept it true to itself. It's so refreshing. It's so refreshing just to be Canadian for once on screen.
Yeah. Now, ironically, having asked that, one of the main things in the film seems to be this tension between running away and moving on. Like, because, mm-hmm. And specifically even, of course, with Siobhan leaving Toronto, I was wondering, do you think there's a difference between the two ideas, running away, moving on, and how are they different?
Yeah, I think that's part of also the themes of growing up, is this need to go out and branch out and explore who you think you are, or go out and branch out and explore who you might be outside of home.
Hmm.
This idea of going somewhere that might be unsafe. And what I really love is that this idea that both Sean and Siobhan have, that they'll somehow find themselves away from where they know, away from their home, is kind of like this mythology that you kind of see in books and theater and film, of people going out of themselves only to return inwards to themselves. That because the answers were kind of within you all along, if you want to use that metaphor.
Well, I mean, and therein lies the question then, is what do you think Siobhan is ultimately looking for in the film and on her journey?
I mean, I think it's what everyone's looking for, is a sense of love and a sense of purpose.
Hmm.
Siobhan is very smart. She's a quantum physicist. Her dreams are to understand the universe. And by understanding the universe, understand the way that we work and the purpose of us all being here. And if you look at it that way, really, she's just looking for her sense of purpose herself.
Starting to wrap up a little bit here, but I just, if you had the chance to sit down and speak with her one-on-one, I was wondering what you'd want to say. What would you say to Siobhan?
First of all, I would ask her to help me with my high school physics homework and try and explain that to me.
That's fair.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fair.
I tried reading a lot of Stephen Hawking to prepare for this role, and even though it's very – he's very, like, colloquial. He speaks colloquial. And it's very fun. I still was like, oh, this is a lot. but then if I could say anything to her – I think I would just tell her that you're enough. Just be who you are and be happy. I think that's something I'd like to say to a lot of people, is that you're enough.
Victoria, it's a great film. And it's funny, you're talking about reading Stephen Hawking. I think there's a line in the beginning of the film where you're talking about multiple universes.
Yep.
And and at one point, and I think Sean questions her. Is it, well, yeah, I've heard about that. And I think Siobhan actually says... Yeah, it's something that really smart people think too. Well, you know what? That's fair.
Oh, those really smart people.
Oh, Victoria, it's a wonderful film. And I think it starts its Canadian rollout on the 21st in Toronto.
And it does, yeah.
It's a really engaging relationship between the two of you. And I wish you the best with it. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me, and thank you for watching the film.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a great one.